Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who never stop learning our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. We hear so much about continuing education in so many professions, the importance of that education. Each year as we visit about the South Dakota Corn Growers and Farm Credit Services of America sponsored Growing On events, I think about continuing ed for the folks who raise the crops. I'll give you the dates and locations for this year's Growing On. Remind you, you can access the details by visiting the South Dakota Corn website, sdcorn.org/events. Growing On Aberdeen, November 29th, begins at 5:30. Growing On Watertown will be November 30th, with another 5:30 kickoff. Speaker at both will be David Widmar. The title, Where Do We Go From Here? Strategies for Success. Growing On Mitchell will be November 30th, 5 o'clock start. The speaker in Mitchell will be Naomi Bloom. She'll discuss grain marketing outlook for 2022. Naomi will also be the feature on December 1st, 5:30. Growing On Huron, again in Chamberlain, on December 2nd at 5:30 for another Growing On program. Finally, on December 2nd, 5 o'clock, Growing On Sioux Falls will feature Dr. Steve Johnson, who will discuss managing crop price and input cost volatility. I want to remind you, South Dakota Corn Growers Annual Meeting, Tuesday, December 7th, starts at 2 o'clock at the Macross and Boys Ranch Visitors Center. This week is when we pay tribute to and honor those we call veterans in our state and across the nation. The importance of remembering not only the veteran who served, but also that person's family, really hit me during the worst of our war in the Middle East. Right here in this region, we buried 13 of our own who were killed in combat. A friend and I managed to attend 7 of the memorial services in cities like Mitchell, Yankton, Sioux Center, and Sioux Falls, each a vivid reminder of how much we owe those who have served and are serving now. From all of us at South Dakota Corn, we extend to each and every veteran and your families a simple but heartfelt thank you for your service.